Another elected official announces plans for this election cycle. State lawmakers took up a few education bills this week. And last night's Oklahoma City Thunder game is one for the record books. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, March 13th. I'm Deborah Shar. One of Oklahoma's congressional representatives has announced she will not be running for the U.S. Senate. Abigail Sikowski reports.
Stephanie Weiss, who serves Central Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District in the House of Representatives, had said earlier that she was considering leaving her role to run for Senate. But on Friday morning, she announced that she will not make a bid for the upper chamber. In a social media statement, Weiss says she will instead run for re-election in her current seat. She added that she wants to continue to advance President Trump's agenda in the House, where she and her fellow Republicans have a slimmer majority than in the Senate. The announcement comes after Senator Mark Wayne Mullen was appointed as Secretary of Homeland Security, creating a more open race for his seat this November. U.S. Representative Kevin Hern, who serves the Tulsa area, has already announced a run for the position. In Oklahoma City, I'm Abigail Sikowski.
The Oklahoma legislature saw a busy floor agenda for education this week. State Impact's Beth Wallace has this wrap-up.
After significant pushback from the educator community, a bill that could have added more time to the school calendar without providing for additional staff pay was amended. House Bill 3151 by Tulsa Republican Rob Hall would now require schools that count hours instead of days to provide at least 173 days of instruction. It's also contingent on a $175 million increase in education appropriations next session. Two bills passed through their original chambers that target school libraries. House Bill 2978 and Senate Bill 1250 would ban sexually explicit materials from libraries. Critics say that may inadvertently prohibit libraries from carrying the Bible. And Senate Bill 1633 by Midwest City Republican Brenda Stanley would block undocumented students from paying in-state tuition at Oklahoma public colleges and universities. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
One tribal nation in northeast Oklahoma is decolonizing prayer through an online language course. Sarah Lisi has details.
After multiple requests from tribal citizens about creating prayers in the Quapaw language, Mary Jacobs and others from the language department took action. The result is an 8-week online course that allows tribal citizens anywhere to create their own personal prayers.
I feel like our language picks up that slack, and it gives it more in-depth meaning, as well as staying connected to your culture.
The virtual course might be the first time a tribal citizen interacts with the language, and Jacobs says it's a form of decolonizing prayer and an act of reclamation. The last session is later this month, when Jacobs hopes students will feel confident sharing their prayers and perhaps even one day passing them on to future generations. I'm Sarah Lisi.
Mary Jacobs said she would not turn away anyone who wants to participate, and the course is not exclusive to one religion. Oklahoma City Thunder star Shai Gilgeous-Alexander made NBA history last night in a 104-102 win over the Boston Celtics.
Fires and hits! An incredible streak puts SGA into the record books. 127 consecutive games, scoring at least 20 points as he passes the great Wilt Chamberlain.
The reigning MVP scoring streak dates back to November 2024 and broke Chamberlain's record that had stood since 1963. SGA ended the game with 35 points as the Thunder extended their win streak to 7 games. OKC is back in action Sunday afternoon against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.